We mentioned last time that the only thing that grows from a tree that gets a bari pri ha'etz is the ikar ha'pri, the primary growth of the pri, of the tree. Anything which is only a secondary growth, meaning anything that people normally don't plant a tree for, they're not really planting it primarily for that purpose, that would get a hadama. And something which is completely incidental to the tree would only get a shahako. If lonati inchi adai tadafi klal, that would only get a shahako. There's one exception to this rule. There's something that might not be called the ikra pri. Technically, it's not really the primary growth of the tree, but nevertheless, it might get a ha'etz, at least according to some rishon. What is that? I'm talking about the klipin and the garin. The klipin, the shells, or the peels of the pri, and the garinim, the pits, or the seeds of the pri. Obviously, edible pits. What is the bracha on the klipin and the garinim of a fruit? So this is the discussion of the Rishonim, which focuses on a Gemara and Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Arla, there in the middle of a long sugi about Arla. Klipei Rimon v'haneit shelo, klipei agozim v'hagarinin, chayavin v'arla. The Mishnah says that the shells of a pomegranate and the shells of nuts and the garinin, the pits of the fruits, are chayim in Arla. So Tosfos here comments, klipei agozim v'hagarinin, chayavin v'arla. The peri ninu, the reason why the chayiv in Arla is because they're peri, they're fruits. It says Tosus mikan sheyesh levarich ala garinim shel tu gedonios vegarini afarsekim shel tapuchim v'chol mine garinim shel peros bori pri ha'etz. Says Tosus, the fact that they're chayiv in Arla, the fact that garinim are chayiv in Arla, would lend us to believe that you should make a bori pri ha'etz on the garinim as well, since a bori pri ha'etz is recited on any fruit. So just like the chayim and arla, which would seem to indicate that they're fruits, that they're peros, so too they should get a bari pri ha'etz when it comes to brachas. This is what Tosfos writes. What's interesting from Tosfos is that Tosfos leaves out klipin. When he talks about bracha, the bari pri ha'etz, he only mentions garinim, he doesn't mention klipin. The Mishnah in Arla, the Dibra Maskel of Tosfos, mentions the klipin. So it's interesting that Tosfos says klipi agozim and the garinim shalahem, Achayiv and Arla, because Perininu, sounds like Tosfos is saying both the Klipin and the Garinim are called Peros, but nevertheless, when it comes to Bracha, he says that the Garinim get a Bari Pri Ha'etz, and the Klipin, he doesn't say a word about it. So it would sound like the Klipin are not a Pri. But if they're not a Pri, why are they Chayiv in Arla? So there's a little bit of a problem here in Tosfos. If the Chayiv in Arla, if both the Klipin and the Garinim are Chayiv in Arla, that would seem to indicate that they're both Peros. But yet, Tosfos seems to say that only the Garinim get a Bari Pri Ha'etz, not the Klipin. So why should I distinguish between the two? Yes, Jeff?
I just want to say a reason why in Arla he would say about
the Klipin. Okay, we're going to get to it. The Rosh already distinguishes between Klipin and Garinim. He explains why Klipin might be included in the Chi of Arla, even though it doesn't get a Bari Pri Ha'etz regarding the Bracha. Perhaps if we understand the Rosh, we'll better understand Tosfos as well. Let's all turn to the Rosh. The Rosh in Perek Vav in Siman Dalet says Tanya. We learned in a Braisa. It's interesting. It's really a Mishnah. I don't know exactly why he says Tanya. Klipei Rimon v'haneit shelo or klipei agozim v'hagarinim chayavim v'arla. Same Braisa or Mishnah that the Gemara quotes. Why are the klipin and the agozim chayav in Arla? Says the Rosh, mishum dahavu shomer. Mishum dahavu shomer. New concept. We're not familiar with this concept. Because they protect the pri. V'darshinan and v'darshin in the pasuk v'aralta marlosu espirio es hatofel lepirio l'rabos es hatofel lepirio es hatofel lepirio. The word es comes to be marbe something else aside from pri. It comes to be marbe what's tofel lepri. Even something that's secondary to the pri is chayiv in arla as well. So says the Rosh, klipin and garinim chayiv in arla because they're a shomer. Shomer is a tofel lepri. It's an example of something which is secondary to the pri and it's chayiv in arla as well. Says the Rosh, Aval garinin midchayavin ba'arla alma priminhu. Garinim achayav in arla, that would indicate that they're a pri. Ikan yesh lilmod al kol garine peros the mevarchem aleim bar priya eitz uvavad shelo yu marim shiyeh nenemeyim. Of course, the garinim that you make a bar priya eitz on can't be bitter, but if they're not bitter, then you make a ha'etz on them. Why? Because they're a pri. The chayav in arla, because they're a pri. So meila for bracha as well, they get a bar priya eitz. This Rosh is very difficult to read. From the beginning to the end, it seems a little bit strange. In the beginning, the Rosh mentions Klipin and Garinim. He seems to say that Klibin and Garinim are Chayiv and Arla. Why? Because they're a Shomer Lepri. Because they're included in the drasha of Es HaTofel Lepirya. Va'araltem or Loso Es Pirya. The Pasuk in Kedoshim says, V'darshin Es Pirya Es HaTofel Lepirya. This is actually mentioned in the Gemara, in the long sugya there, on Lamed Vav Mebeis. The Gemara says that a Shomer Lepri is Chayiv in Arla V'rachmana Omer Va'araltem or Loso Es Pirya Es HaTofel Lepirya. U'mayniu Shomer Lepri, says the Gemara. So that's what the Rosh quotes in the beginning, that the Klipin and the Garinim are included in the Chi of Arla because they're a Shomer Lepri. But then he shifts gears and he says that Garinim are Chayiv in Arla because they're a Pri Mamish. So what's going on over here? Are they a Pri Mamish? Are they only a Shomer Lepri? And it would seem as though the Rosh is focusing on this fact that only Garinim are called Pri, because when it comes to Bari Pri Ha'etz, to Brachos, he focuses exclusively on the Garinim. He says the Garinim get a Bari Pri Ha'etz, which would sound like only the Garinim are Peros, but the Klipin are not the Pri. This difficulty from the beginning of the Rosh to the end of the Rosh prompts the Madana Yomtif, the parish on the bottom, written by the Tosis Yomtif, to explain that the Rosh is really distinguishing between Garinim and Klipin. Madana Yomtif in Oz, Mem, on that line in the Rosh where he says that Chayavin Ba'arla Mishim Dahavu Shomer, even though the word Dahavu is a plural, doesn't have to be talking about both Klipin and Garinin. Klipin and Garinin themselves, each word is a plural. Peels and pits. So it could be Havu is not referring to both of them, but rather to one of them. Says the Madana Yamtav, Mishim Dahavi, first of all, his gear says Dahavi, not Dahavu. See that now. Madana Yamtav's gear in the Rosh is Mishim Dahavi. Lokoi agarinim. When the Rosh says that something is chayiv in Arla because it's a Shomer Lepri, what's he referring to? Klipin, not garinim. The Rosh is supposed to be read, the Braisa mentions the Klipin and the garinim. Says the Rosh, chayavin bo Arla mishum dahavi shomer. The Klipin are chayiv in Arla because they're a Shomer Lepri, and they're included in the drush of Es Pirya Es HaTofel Lepri. But the Garinim, says the Rosh, Garinim are Mamish Lepri. They're not just a Tofel Lepri. Says the Rosh, if the Garinim are a Pri Mamish, we can understand why you should make a Ha'etz on them. Ha'etz is recited only on a Pri Mamish. Not something which is Tofel Lepri. It's only recited on a Pri Mamish. Since the Klipin are included in the Chi of Arlo only because they're Tofel Lepri, there's a special Drush in the Pasuk to tell me that even something which is Tofel Lepri is included in the Chi of Arlo. So that's enough for the Chi of Arla. It's not going to tell me that Klipin are included in the Brach of Bari Pri Ha'etz as well. That is limited to something which is Mamish Pri. So only the Garina, which are Pri, will be included in that Brach. This is how the Madana Yomtif understands the Rosh. That the Rosh is distinguishing between Klipin and Garina. Klipin are included in the Chi of Arla because of Es HaTofel Lepri. They're a Shomer. Es HaTofel Lepri is enough for the Chi of Arla, but it's not enough to make a Bari Pri Ha'etz on that item, because it's not a Pri. But Garinim are a Pri. They're Chayiv and Arla for a more basic reason, not only because they're a Tofel a Pri, but because they're a Pri Mamish. So therefore, they'll get a Bari Pri Ha'etz as well, just like all other Peros. Yes, Jeff?
So according to that, if the Klipa is a separate entity from the Pri, would it be
Chayiv Arla? It is a separate entity from the Pri, but it's secondary to the Pri. It's Tofel a Pri, so it's included in the Chayiv Arla. For that reason, not because it's a Pri.
Because
once you separate it, but it grows connected to the Pri, so it would be called Tofel Pri even after it's separated. It would still have the Chi of Arla. Okay? Because it grows connected to the Pri, so even after you separate it, it'll still be Chayav and Arla. Sorry?
I guess hypothetically, my question is more real.
If it grew disconnected from the Pri, I don't think such a thing is possible. Alex?
Which bracha would the Rosh say that you make include?
I would imagine, based on the principles that we set forth yesterday, you should probably make a hadab. Because it is a secondary growth in the tree. Sorry? Dafka? It's Tofel Lepri, but I don't care about Tofel Lepri. When you talk about bracha, Tofel Lepri is not a koveya. The question is it the Iker Apri? Is it secondary? Or is it completely incidental to the tree? I can't say you would say that it's incidental. Do people, if you'll tell me that lo nati in shia dati dehochi klal, people are not planting the tree to eat the klipin, so fine. But if that's not the case, if people really do plant the tree to eat the klipin, let's say 100 years ago when they used to eat the orange rinds or other fruit rinds, So you can't say that lo nati inchi adaita dehafi klal. So you probably make a hadama on it, which is exactly what the Mishnah Berurah says. One of the opinions in the Mishnah Berurah is that you'd make a hadama on the klipos and not a ha'etz. It's only tafel a pri, but you wouldn't make a shahakal on it. You'd still make a hadama because it's secondary. It's not the inchi adaita dehafi ktsas, so therefore it would get a hadama even though it would not get ha'etz.
What about the Mishnah that says on kafrisin?
Kafrisin are completely different. Kafrisin, that's the whole Gemara. We didn't get into the whole Gemara. You really should spend the time, even though this is the last bracha shein koyantim, you should spend the time reading that Gemara. We're not really going to deal with the details of that Gemara because it really relates to Orla and Maestros and other things, not to brachos. But look through that sugi. The sugi is asking, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Kafrisin... Just a second. According to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that the Kafrisin are not a pri... So the Gemara assumes that they're not chayiv in Arla because they're not a priest. The Gemara asks, even though they're not a priest, they should still be chayiv in Arla because they're a shomer lepri. And shomer lepri are included within a fi of Arla because of esa tafel lepri. So to that, the Gemara answers in four different ways of trying to figure out what exactly is called a shomer and what's not called a shomer. Maskana of the Gemara is that something is called a shomer lepri only if, by taking it off the pri is going to dry up. But when it comes to slas, the case of the kafrisin, when it comes to the tzlaf, if you take off the kafrisin, the berries of the tzlaf are not going to dry up. So it's not called a shomer lepri. So basically, the reason why kafrisin will get a hadama and not a ha'etz, according to Rabbi Akiva, is because they're not a shomer lepri. But if there would be a shomer lepri, of course they would get a hadama. Why not?
But the Mishnah always said, so yes,
it's
the kafrisin.
The Mishnah disagrees. Because the Mishnah there is assuming that the kafrisin really are part of the guf ha'pri. They're part of the guf ha'pri. That's the question. Are they part of the Guf HaPri or not part of the Guf? Are they only a Shomer? Are they not even a Shomer? Or are they part of the Guf HaPri? That's the discussion of the Gemara.
But if this is Guf HaPri, then why is the
Rashi against Kafel? Rabbi Akiva assumes that the Kafrisin are not part of the Pri. He assumes that they're not part of the Ikka Pri. Apparently the other Tana is not assuming like that. Okay? The issue that the Rashi is addressing is not Kafrisin. He's talking about Klipin are not Kafrisin. They sound similar, but they're not the same. Because Klipin could be a Shomer Lepri, but Kafrisin, according to Rabbi Akiva, are not a Shomer Lepri. That's what the Gemara concludes. Okay. The Tzlach interprets Tosis exactly in the same way as the Madana Yom Tov interprets the Rush. The Tzlach, which I asked you to see, explains why does Tosis in the Dibra Maskil mention Klipin and Garinim, Machayev and Arla? He quotes the whole Mishnah. And yeah, when it comes to brachos, he says that only the garinim get a very priya eitz and not the klipin. What's going on? So the tzlach on page 2 starts as follows: mid ofzu atosus garinim leinyan bracha. Tosfos specified he picked on Garinim for the bracha to make a ha'etz. Lo naka yanke klipin. Mechlal shemodim a klipin. Sounds like by klipin they're moda that you wouldn't get a ha'etz. The aim of varchim aleim barik priyoetz. She'av shechayavim bo'arlo. Listen carefully. Even though they're chayav in arlo, aval pikein lav prinim. The chayav arlo does not automatically tell me that something is called a pri. Just because it's chayav in arlo doesn't mean it's a pri. Umin es pirio is rabu. Vehem tafel a pri. The chayev in Arla because they're tafel pri. A tafel pri is also chayev in Arla. Lo shehem atzmam pri. Aval garinin, it should be not garcina. Someone picked that out in the Seder. Aval garinin, safri atos is lomikach es is rabbala Arla. Garinim are not included in the chayev Arla claims tosis from es a tafel pri. Elo shehem atzmam chashuv pri. They themselves are called a pri. So because they themselves are called a pri, you're going to make a ha'etz. Not only will there be a chi of arla for the garinim, but you'll make a bari pri ha'etz as well. Because ha'etz is recited on something which is a pri, but not on something which is tafel a pri. Klipin are included in the chi of arla because they're tafel a pri. Garinim are included in the chi of arla because they're pri mamish. So therefore, le'inyin bracha, there's a split between garinim as opposed to klipin. This is exactly the same way that the Madana Yom Tov understood the Rosh. Comes out from Tosis and the Rosh, from this approach, the approach of the Madani Yom Tov and the Rosh and the Tzlach and Tosis, that what Tosis and the Rosh are being Mechadish Tatz is something very, very important. What they're telling us is that the Drosha, Es HaTofel Lepri, that's Marbe, even a Tofel Lepri for the Chi of Arla, that's a new Mechad. Es HaTofel Lepri is not telling me that Tofel Lepri and a Din of Lepri. It's that not only can a Pri be Chayev in Arla, but a Tofel Lepri can also be Chayev. It's a special, it's a new drasha. It's a new mechayev. It's a new halacha. Because it's a new halacha, it will apply to Orla, but it won't apply to bracha. It won't tell me that anything that's chayev in Orla based on tefillah of pri will be included in the bari priyayetz regarding the bracha, because these things don't have to be a pri. They're not called a pri. They could be chayev in Orla even if they're not pri. So therefore, they're not going to get the bari priyayetz regarding a bracha. Okay. This is the key assumption of Tosfos and the Rosh. Let's get it on the board so that when we talk further, we'll be able to compare and contrast to this. Right. Tosfos starts by saying that they're all peri, yeah. But the fact that he only picks on Garinim for the bracha sounds like he's splitting. It is a little bit strange, right? It is very strange. In fact, it's not interesting. The Dibra Maskel of Tosfos is Klipe Agozim Viha Garinim, both Klipin and Garinim. If you look at the Tosfos Rosh, Tosfos Rosh didn't even include Klipin. He just said Garinim. The Dibra Maskel in Tosfos Rosh does not include Klipe. So according to that, the Perinina would be much better, Avi. Right? Problem is, what's the Girs in Tosfos? I didn't see any other Girsos in our Tosfos, so it's a little bit strange to say the Tosfos really meant only Garinim and not Klipin. It sounds like in the Dibra Maskel he has both Klipin and Garinim, but yet, regarding Bracha, he says that only Garinim gets the Barakia, it's not Klipin, which is strange because he does say Perininu for both. I'm not sure what to do with it, but that's how the Tzlach interprets Tosfos.
Maybe the reason Tosfos mentions in Arla about them both because they're both in Arla, and Bracha is talking about the Bracha, so they're more.
Right, but he's explaining the Mishnah. The first line to Perininu was explaining the Mishnah, so it seems a little bit strange. So the assumption of Tosfos in the Rosh is this. Es ha-tofel l'pri, this drasha, es ha-tofel l'pri, is a new mechayim, it's a new halacha. A tofel l'pri is not dino kapri. Or I should better say, it's not kapri mamash. It is Dino Kapri regarding the Dino of Arla. It's not Kapri Mamash. It might be Chayav in Arla, but it won't get a Bari Priyayetz. Okay? And based on that, that's assumption number one. Assumption number two, there actually are two assumptions for Tosfos in the Rosh. The second assumption is that Garinim and Klipin are different. Garinim are included in the Chiyuv Arla, right? The Chayav in Arla, because they're pre-mamish. But Klipin Achai in Arla because of Es HaTofel L'Pri. And because there is that split in terms of the reason as to why they're included in Chiyuv Arla, that will explain to us why they're split, that I'm in the wrong. Some of which is a pre mamish, some of which is included in the Chiyuv Arla because the pre mamish will get a high because it's a pre, but some of which is only Tofel L'Pri. Since Tofel L'Pri is a new Mechayev, it's Mechayev in Arla, but it's not the pre mamish. Not
going to
get
it.
Yes.
I know the Tzalach explains how the Garinim are like food, that, because they have some of the food in them. So, but that could explain the plum of peach. But what about apple seeds or orange seeds?
Apparently, the seeds, since they're inside the fruit, and there's some, they must be seeds which are sweet. The Shulchan Aruch says we're talking about seeds which are sweet. If they're not sweet, people are not going to eat them. Watermelon seeds or something like that. So that's just eight. Really understand why you should make a bracha on that. It's not really edible. That's be something which has some nutritional benefit to it, right? I'm not really sure. Sorry? I don't really understand. I don't really know what that means. Is there any nutritional benefit you get from an apple seed?
No, it has arsenic in it. It has a gazook.
Yeah, I mean, your parents are probably saying, if you eat apple seeds, then an apple tree is going to grow from you.
I've eaten whole apples.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell me whether you've done that. That's not telling whether there's any nutritional benefit.
But I think
Tosfos must be talking about some kind of sweet seed or pit. I see most of the Mefarshim, most of the translations call garinim not seeds but pits. There must be some kind of soft, most pits that we talk about. A peach pit is a little too hard to eat. I'm not really sure what exactly we eat. Yeah, but it must be talking about some kind of soft pit. It's a little hard to understand what they're talking about when it comes to garinim. A date pit or some other kind of pit. Cleaver we can understand. Garinim is a little bit difficult to try to. Sorry? Date pits are even harder than they. I don't know. Anyway, this is the position of Tosfos and the Rosh. One can disagree with Tosfos and the Rosh for one of two reasons. Clearly, because there are two assumptions. Once you isolate two assumptions, you realize readily that there are two ways that you can disagree with the Tosfos and the Rosh. Which two ways? First of all, you could say that maybe Garinim are included in the Chiyuv Arla, not because they're pre-mamish, but because they're Tafel Lepri. They're Tafel Lepri. If they're Tafel Lepri, then they wouldn't get a Ha'etz, because they're not pre-mamish. That would be a disagreement with the second assumption. The other way to disagree with Tosfos and the Rosh is to disagree with the first point, with the very fundamental point. You could say maybe something that's included in the Chiyuv Arla because of Esa Tafel Lepri, maybe that item should get a Ha'etz as well. Why? Because maybe what Esa Tafel Lepri is teaching me is that even something which is Tafel Lepri, something which is secondary to the Pri, is an extension of the Pri. It's like the Pri Gufa. Don't assume that only the Pri itself is the Pri Mamish. A Tafel Lepri also. Al-Pidin is called the Pri. So Al-Pidin is called the Pri. Not only will there be a Chiyuv Arla, but it will get a Bari Pri Ha'etz as well. The Rishonim seem to take both of these positions in this agreement with Tosfos. Yes?
Doesn't the Rosh mention the reason why Pri?
Yes, he does say that. So we would have to understand why Garinim are Rishonim. So before we understand that, let's first get the Shita in the Rishonim. So who disagrees with Tosfos by saying that Garinim are really not different than Cleveland? They really should be taken together with Cleveland. Yeah? Rashba. The Rashba, exactly. Very good. The Rashba says, look, the Mishnah in Arla puts Cleveland and Garinim together. So why should I distinguish between them, Lein and Barucha? The Chorah, they should be the same?
Could you explain the two ways to
be argued? We're going to get to it as we go along, okay? The Rashba says, doesn't the Mishnah in Arla put Cleveland and Garinim together? So why should I distinguish between them? That's quite an assumption, because you could say that they're both included in the Chiyuv Arla, but the reasons for the inclusion are different. The Rashba seems to assume that if they're put together in the same Mishnah, they must be Chayiv and Arla for the same reason. Says the Rashba on page 1, Kosu betosu v'mikan yesh lilmod sheyesh levarach ala garinim shel gudanios v'chol minei peres bori pri ha'etz v'eino mechuvah ba'ein ha'klal. Says, I don't understand why you should make a ha'etz on it. She'elu ein chayavim ba'arla mishum pri, ela meribui de es de darshinin esa tafel pri. The Rashba says, garinim achayiv in arla, not because they're a pri mamish, but because they're tafel pri. V'hayu de arvinu v'taninu b'hadei klipei agosim. That's why they're included in the Mishnah with klipin. They're together with klipin. So the chayiv arla for both of them must be based on the same principle. V'kulu me'es marbinan lahu. So the Rashba seems to say that you shouldn't make a ha'etz on garinim because they're not a pri. They're included in the Chiyuv Arla because of Esa Tafel Pri. They're the same as klipin. So just like by klipin, you wouldn't have had a havamina. Tosfos didn't have a havamina to say that you should make a ha'etz on them. So too by garinim, you shouldn't make a ha'etz. What do you make? Adama probably, right? Because they're No, he doesn't say shahabo. What he says is by garinim hamorim. He says adarabah v'shal gudgidonios. That he says, if you make them a little bit sweeter, which the Shulchan Aruch explains here, somehow making them better, that's not the natural state. They're normally bitter, so then you make a shahakal. But for sweet garinim, you wouldn't make a shahakal. You'd probably make a hadoma if you're not going to make a ha'etz. That's what I would imagine the Rashba would say. That's how the Mishnah Berurah seems to do it. We'll get to the Mishnah Berurah later. Okay, this is the Rashba. The Rashba disagrees with which assumption Tosfos and the Rosh. The second assumption, that you should distinguish between Garinim and Cleveland. Rashba says, no. The Mishnah puts them together. I should distinguish between the two of them. Right? They're both included in the Chi of Arla, not because they're a Pri. They're not a Pri. Not only is Cleveland not a Pri, the Garinim are not a Pri either. They're Esa Tafel a Pri. They're secondary to the Pri. So if they're secondary to the Pri, And it makes sense that they should not get a ha'eis because they're not the Kriya Mamash. Notice the Rashba is agreeing with the first assumption. The Rashba is saying, Es ha'tof ha'lepri is a new mechayif. Right? It's a new mechayif. So vis-a-vis Orla, this item can be included. It's chayif in Orla because it's a tof ha'lepri and the Torah is mechadesh that there's a chayif Orla even for a tof ha'lepri, not only for a pri mamash. But that's not enough to tell you that you should make a ha'eis because it's not a real pri. So the Rashba agrees with the first assumption that tof ha'lepri does not mean that it's a pri mamash. But he disagrees with the second assumption that Tosfos wanted to distinguish between Garinim as opposed to Kalikim. The Rashba says both are based on Es HaTov HaPri. The Chiyuv in Orla is based on Es HaTov HaPri. Memela, there's no reason to distinguish between them regarding the Bracha. Neither should get a Bari Pri Ha'etz. Okay, this is the approach of the Rashba. Why should I assume that Garinim are called a Tov HaPri? They're not a Shomer HaPri, someone I asked, yes. So the answer could be one of two things. The Rashi might hold that Es HaTov HaLepri, notice the drasha is not Es L'Rabbos Shomer L'Pri. It's Es HaTov HaLepri. So maybe something could be secondary to the Pri, even though it's not Shomer. You don't have to say Es HaTov HaLepri means only Shomer. The Gemara happens to learn Shomer from Es HaTov HaLepri. But it doesn't mean that the only Tov HaLepri that we should be talking about is Shomer. Maybe the Garinim could be a Tov HaLepri as well. If you assume that they're not the pre-mamish, which I think most of us, if before starting the sugya, I think most of us would say that they're not a pre-mamish, they're not really the succulent part of the tree. They're inside the tree, just because they're included inside the tree, does that mean they're a pre-mamish? I can hear someone saying no. So just because they're inside the tree, they might not be a pre-mamish, but are they shomer l'pri? Probably not. Parsha Pshat is not. They're not a shomer l'pri, but they might be tof l'pri. So it could be that S is marba every tof l'pri, even if it's not a shomer. That's one approach. The other approach, which I saw today, actually, I saw quoted that the Rashash in Uktzin, Sakha Uktzin, the last of the Shisha Sivri Mishnah, in Uktzin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, the Rashash suggests that maybe the Garinim really are a shomer. How are they a shomer l'pri? They could be a shomer. Some of the Mefarshim get on to the comments of the Rashash. But they could be a shomer because they hold the pri together. If the peel would have to do all the work by itself, it wouldn't be able to do it. It wouldn't be able to hold the moisture in. But the pit holds the pri together. It's sort of like it attaches itself to the garin, to the pit. So the klipa can do its job. It simply covers over the fruit and it's able to protect the to maintain the moisture of the pre. That's what you're suggesting, right? Very good, Jim. It looks like it's a Rashash in Uktzin of all places. Okay? So you could learn Tafel L'Pri, the Rashba Shita that Garinim are called Tafel L'Pri, in one of two ways. You could say the Rashba holds its Tafel in those kind of Shomer, or you could say the Rashba holds it's a real Shomer because it's helping the Kleep of the Shomer the moisture of the pre. Yes, yes. This is the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav on the base says that a Shomer Lepri is learned from the Drasha Es Pirio, Es HaTofel Lepirio. That's what the Gemara on Lamed Vav on the base says. Umayni u Shomer Lepri. So the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, the fourth line, fourth to the fifth line, Es HaTofel Lepirio, Umayni u Shomer Lepri. So it sounds like Tofel Lepri means Shomer Lepri, but you could say that simply means including a Shomer L'Pri. A Tofel L'Pri, what kind of Tofel? What kind of Tofel? Leaves? No, it has to be a Shomer L'Pri. It has to be something that's really connected to the Pri. But that doesn't mean only a Shomer, maybe a garment, even if it's not a Shomer, could be called a Tofel L'Pri, and it would be included with the Mechir Rala as well. Yeah.
So in the first approach, we said that Garanim are a Tofel L'Pri.
Which first approach? The approach is why the rational did it.
That Garanim should not get
Yeah.
First watch we said that the Garanim are not Prima Mash, but Tafel.
Well, both approaches are saying that Garanim are not Prima Mash, they're only Tafel. But the question is, what does that mean? Are they a Shomer L'Pri, or are they only Tafel L'Pri? Does the Drasha Es HaTafel L'Pri tell me that anything which is secondary to the Pri, let's say something which is attached to the Pri and secondary, can have the Chiyuv Arla? Or is it telling you only a Shomer L'Pri is high in the Arla? Only a Shomer L'Pri, not every Tav L'Pri. So if you say Tehekav Lepri, it's very simple. You just tell me that the Garinim are Tafel Lepri, so therefore they're included in the Chiyav Arla. Once you tell me that Tafel Lepri Dafka means Shomer, so how are Garinim a Shomer? So the answer might be along the lines of the Rashash, that they're helping the peel keep in the moisture.
What would
okay, Nathan?
Sorry? What would anyone say as a Tafel Lepri is on Shomer?
The Gemara sounds like Shomer, well, but the Rashba is saying that Garinim are called Tafel Lepri as well. How could they be Tafel Lepri? They're not a Shomer. The Pshuto, at first glance, they're not a Shomer, so why should they be Tafel Lepri? So the answer is, let's take the Drusha literally. Shomer Lepri is not called an example. Shomer Lepri might just be an example for what is Tafel Lepri.
So why, like, is there a very strong ground to say that it is Dafka Shomer Lepri?
I don't see the Nafka.
It's true. That
the Rashash is not talking about the Chiyuv Orla. He's talking about other issues. He's talking about Tumah. Uksin is talking about Yados Tumah and other things. I'm not compelled to say to Shomer. You could just say that Tafel Lepri is enough to extend the Chiyuv Orla to the side. Okay. This is the Rashba. This is the first way that you could distinguish, that you could disagree with the assumption of Tosfos. But there's another way that you could disagree with Tosfos. And that is that you could disagree with the fundamental Yisod of Tosfos. The Yisod of Tosfos is that something which is included within the Chiyuv Arla based on Esa Tafel Lepri is not a Pri Mamash. It has a Chiyuv Arla, but it's not a Pri Mamash. And that's why the Inyan Bracha is not going to get Lo'eitz, it'll have to get some lower level Bracha. You could very easily say that Esa Tafel Lepri is a drasha that not only applies the Chiyuv Arla to the item, it's not a new Mechai that applies the Chiyuv Arla to this particular item. It's a drasha that tells you that a Tafel Lepri is a Pri Mamash. It extends. Es HaTafel Lepri extends a Pri to the Tafel Lepri as well. Extends the halacha of a Pri to the Tafel Lepri as well. It's not a new Mechayev when it comes to Hilchos Orla. No, it's a fundamental Yisod. It's saying the Chi of Orla applies to a Tafel Lepri because it is a Pri. So if that's true, then clearly this idea of Tafel Lepri will apply not only to Orla, but to Bracha as well. Right? Because once we define it as a Pri, it's not a Pri because intrinsically it's the Gufa Pri. We treat it as a Gufa Pri. Misvara, let's say. No, Misvara, we wouldn't treat it as a Gufa Pri. But Es HaTafel Lepri extends the definition of Pri, I mean it. So it'll extend the definition of Pri vis-a-vis Orla, and it'll extend the vis-a-vis Bracha as well. This is the second way that you can disagree with Tosfos. Yes?
I understood
that
when
the
pre-mamish has the potential to become a pre.
I don't think so. Pre-mamish, the end of the second os in the Madani Yamtiv says, pre-mamish means that misvara, let's see it inside. Svara ba'almahu lechashivi pre. It can't turn into a pre. The pit is not going to turn into a pre. But it's a svara b'yama that's considered a pre. Why should it be considered a pre? I thought because it's included. It's inside the pre. So why should it not be considered a pre? If it's not roi l'achila, obviously it's not going to be called a pre. But if it's roi l'achila, then there is such a pit or such a seed that's roi l'achila. So since it's included, it's found inside the pre, so maybe it should have been a pre. Why not?
Well, isn't it like the same thing as like one break from pre? What
would
you mean on that?
Not exactly. Unripened pre we talked about yesterday, but it's not exactly that because we're assuming that this thing is actually edible. If it's edible, so then the question is what's its status? And if it's inside the pre and it's edible, I can hear someone say this is really the pre. This far is a pre. That's not because as a couple of pre is marbid. As a couple of pre extends the definition of pre to this couple of pre as well. But rather to svara. According to the second approach, which I'm suggesting, Es HaTafel Lepri is extending the status of a pre to something which is Tafel Lepri as well. Yes?
What book of is Es HaTafel Lepri coming from?
The Gemara in Brachas. Let's all turn to Brachas Lamed and Brachas Lamed. Okay, let's get this clear. I didn't assign this Gemara to you because I really didn't want you to get bogged down in the Gemara because it relates more to Orla than to Brachas. But let's all look at this Gemara. Again, the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva holds Kafrisin are not a pri. They would get a hadama. They wouldn't get a ha'etz. Kafrisin of the tzlaf tree, the husks of the tzlaf tree, not the berries. They would get a hadama, not a ha'etz, and they would not have a chi of meisim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says the kafrisin would not be chayav in orla either. So the Gemara asks, but typically the Nasa Shomel Pri, why are they Chayiv in Arla? Because they're a Shomel Pri. Rachmana Omar, Varautam Arlasu Eskirio. You got it? The third line? Fourth line to third to the fourth. Rachmana Omar, Varautam Arlasu Eskirio, Esatafel Pirio. Umay Nihu, Shomel Pri. Esatafel Pri, you see it, Yitzi? Esatafel Pri is Marbe Shomel Pri. So why shouldn't you say the Kafris and the Chayiv in Arla? Because they're a Shomel Pri. So Rava gives his answer, and then they give another answer, etc., etc. Drop down to the last part of the Gemara. Ella Amar Rava. The last word on the line is Hecha. You see there are parentheses in the Gemara right before the lines get wide. You see the parentheses? Ve'ilchas HaKemar? So go up about four lines from that. Ella Amar Rava. The last word on the line is Hecha. It's almost on line with the Tosas de Ramaskal Kol. You got it? Ella Amar Rava. Hecha Amrina Dehavi Shamal Apri. The only time that we consider something a Shomer Lepri, and it's included for the Chi of Arla. It's included within the Chi of Arla based on Esatav Lepri. That's only if when you take off the Shomer, Mayas Peira, the Peri will die. Hacha, but here, regarding the Tzlaf, the Avionos of the Tzlaf, Kishaklis Leilo Mayas Peira, when you take off the Kafrisin from the Avionos, from the berries, the pre will not die. The pre doesn't get dried up. Havuvda, there was a case of Shaklua, Linates, the Rimona, the other Shimona. They took off the shell of the pomegranate and the Rimon dried up. Shaklua, the Pircha, the Pitisa, and they took off the Kafrisin, over here Pircha means Kafrisin, of the Tzlaf, Vikai and Pitisa, and the Avionos, the berries of the Tzlaf, remained. It didn't get dried up. So the Gemara concludes that, of course, there's a Chi of Arla for Shamal Pri. But Kafrisin are not a Shomer Lepri. Why not? But they're around, the husk around the berries of the Tzlaf. The answer is because if you take off the Kafrisin, the berry's not going to die. It's not going to get dried up, so it's not called a Shomer. The only type of item that's called a Shomer, the only peel that's called a Shomer, is something that's really protecting the fruit. So an orange peel is protecting the fruit. An apple peel is protecting. You take off the apple, you take off the apple peel, the whole apple's going to turn brown. It's going to dry up. So those items are called a Shomer Lepri. But the kafrisin, I'm not called a shomer pri. So that's the conclusion of the Gemara. There's no chi of arla for the kafrisin, if you assume that they're not the ikar pri, because they're not a shomer. Even though they are a peel, they are something external to the pri, it's surrounding the pri, but they're not a shomer. So therefore, there's no chi of arla for them based on shomer pri. Okay, that's the sugi. Clear? Good. So who takes the second approach, that something which is tofel pri is included in the Chi of Arla because it really has a bit of a pre-mamish? It's not simply a new Machaya, but it really is an extension of the pre itself. The Rush in Hilchas Arla. Madan Yamta quotes the Rush in Hilchas Arla. Oh, Rashi, we'll get to Rashi. Yes, Rashi definitely says that. The Rush in Hilchas Arla is a little questionable. Rashi in Hilchas Arla definitely says that, correct. Madan Yamta quotes the Rush in Hilchas Arla. Hilchas Arla is found in the Halachos Ketaras of the Rush at the end of Menachos. Rush has a number of different halachas, Hilchas Kelayim, Hilchas Sefer Torah, and Hilchas Tumas Kohen, and different halachas. So in Hilchas Arla, the Rush has the following lashon, quoted by the Madani Yotav right here. The Hagarin and Garin shall call Pri Asur Ba'arla, the Darshin as Pri Vasatav Lepriya. The Hagarin and Garin shall call Pri Asur Ba'arla, the Darshin as Pri Vasatav Lepriya. The Rush says that garinim are included in the Chi of Arla. Why? Not because they're a pri, but because they're tafel a pri. And esa tafel a pri is marbe even a tafel a pri for a Chi of Arla. Wow! This seems a little strange. Madan Yamtif is very bothered because the Rush over here in Bracha seems to say that garinim achayev in Arla, based on what? Based on the fact that they're the pri mamish. Not because of tafel a pri, but because they're a pri mamish. So will the real Rush stand up? The Rush in Hilchas Arla or the Rush in Brachas? What's going on? Are Garinim included in the Chi of Arla because they're pre-mamish, or are they included in the Chi of Arla because they're Tavla pre? Moreover, The Rosh over here says that on Garinim he makes a ha'etz. That sounds like they're pretty mamish. If they're only kavala priests, I can understand why they're included in the chiyuv of Allah. Why should make a ha'etz for bracha? If they're not a priest, they shouldn't get a ha'etz. What's going on over here?
What's he saying in the Rosh?
The Rosh in Hilchas Arla, the end of the Rosh. The Rosh in Hilchas Arla says that Garinim are included in the Chiyav Arla because they're a Tafel Apri, and they're part of the Drosha as Pirio as a Tafel Apri.
And then you make a Ha'etz.
He doesn't say anything about Ha'etz Hilchas Arla because he's not talking about Brachas. But the Adana Yomtev connects to our Rosh. He says, look, you can't take the Rosh in the Hilchas Arla in a vacuum. It has to be connected to Hilchas Brachas, to the Sefer Brachas. That prompts the Madana Yom Tov to say that what must the Rosh be holding? The Rosh must maintain that anything that's included in the Chiyuv of Olah because it's Tafel Apri has a Din of Apri.
Which means that Hilchas Arla
says that Garinim are included in the Chiyuv of Olah because of Tafel Apri. And yet the Rosh over here says that you make a ha'etz on the Garinim. So what's going on? Here he says that they are a Pri, and there he says that they're Tafel Apri. Must be Tafel Apri, people Apri. Very creative reading of the Rosh. Of course, that's the whole problem here, because the Rosh in Sefer Brachos, on our sugya, the Rosh at first says that Garinim and Klipin Achayiv and Arla, because they're a Shomer, they're Tafel Apri. But then he says, avol garinim. He's changing gears and saying garinim is different. So how can you say avol garinim, I'll call the pri? It should say, v'ha garinim, v'dechayavim ba'arla alma pri ninu. So therefore, you make a ha'etz on them for bracha. He says, avol sounds like he's shifting gears motion. Right? And he's talking about something, not garinim, and now he's talking about garinim. So I would say that the reading that the Madana Yomtev had in our Rosh, the other Madana Yomtev, that the beginning of the Rosh is talking about Klipin, and then he shifts gears to talk about Garinim, that's more Mestaber. It's very Mestaber. That's why he says, Klipin is a Shom Lepri. Garin, Avol Garinim Rayovim, because it's a Pri Gufa, right, Avi? So to put the Rosh in Hilchas Arla with the Rosh in Brachas together, it's very difficult, because how do you read the Rosh itself? The Rosh itself seems to be talking about two different items, right?
The Rosh makes it sound like the source for being chayav. Could you explain what the difficulty is putting them together again?
The difficulty is that the Rosh in Hilchas Arla is saying that Garinim achayav in Arla because they're a tafel apri. And yet the Rosh over here writes explicitly that Garinim achayav because they're a pri mamish, and the nafkamina being that you'll make a bar priya eitz on it as well, because it's a pri mamish. Okay? So that's not, at first glance, not so difficult. You could just say that's exactly what the Rosh means. Something which is included in Arla because the Tafel Apri is a Pri Mamash. That's why you'll make a Ha'etzim. But the problem is, the problem is that if that's the case, why does the Rosh say Avol Garinim? It sounds like he's distinguishing, as the Madana Yomtev writes over here, he's distinguishing between Garinim and something else. Garinim Achayev in Arla because they're a Pri. But something else is only a Shomer Lepri. If the Rosh had said Vigarinim, not Avol Garinim, so I would read the Rosh like this. That the Rosh is saying, Klipin Achayim Garinim Achayim in Arla because they're a Shomer. And since they're Chayim in Arla, that tells me it's a Pri. Why? Because something which is Tafel Lepri by definition is a Pri. As a Tafel Lepri extends the definition of a Pri. That's why you should make a Ha'etz on it. That's a very difficult way to read the Rosh, because the Rosh, did you get that? Okay, again, let's take it again. The Rosh says that Klipin and Garinim Achayiv and Arla because they're a Shomer Lepri, they're Tafel Lepri. Did you get that line?
Yes.
So now if the Rosh were to say, V'hagarinim Chayavin Ba'arla, V'hagarinim, excuse me, by the Nun, V'hagarinim Mid Chayavin Ba'arla Alma Prinim. The Rosh would have said, V'hagarinim, not Avol Hagarinim, V'hagarinim, V'dechayavim ba'arla amul prininu, it would have been perfect. We would have said that the Rosh is talking about both Garinim and Klipin. And he's saying that since the Garinim and the Klipin are included in the Chiyav Arla because they're Tafel Apri, Memela, they have a Din of Apri. Tafel Apri has a Din of Apri.
Es HaKavod Pri extends the definition of Pri. So that's why you'll make a Ha'etz on them, because they are a Pri. Yes or no?
So
the Rosh doesn't say that. The Rosh says Avol HaGarinim. It sounds like before you spoke about one thing, and now you spoke about Garinim.
So according to what we want to resolve, that would mean that both of them are not from at the top of the pyramid. Both should have
both are learned that
both
are the Pri,
both are Ha'etz. But the Rosh here in the Brachot says Avol, making it clear that they're in different categories. So
that's what it sounds like, right? Garinim, Achayiv, and Arla, because they're a Pri Mamish. But something else is only a Tavla Pri. What's the something else? Probably the Klipin. And that's why you make a Ha'etz on the Garinim and not the Klipin. So it seems a little bit strange. Sof Dover, I really don't know what the Pshat Rosh is.
I think it's Mamish's theorem. I'm not really sure what to do. The Madana Yom Tov doesn't really reconcile the theorem of the Rosh. It's difficult. It's a difficult Rosh, because the Rosh of Masarlo clearly says Garim Achayim because of the Esapel of Pri. And over here the Rosh says Garim Achayim because it's a Pri Gufa. So what's going on? You can't say that he means to say that Esapel of Pri extends the definition of Pri. Because if that's the case, why does he shift gears and say Avol HaGarim Achayim because they're a Pri Gufa? Sounds like Tafel of Pri is not a Pri. Yes?
Could you say that the anything that's stronger a Pri is...
is what?
It's a pre-Mamish.
No, that's the whole point. From the Russian and Lasarli, you could say that. But if you really put it together with the Russian and Brahmas, you can't read the Russian and Brahmas like that.
Well, he says. He said, this we say the Garinim and Klipin are...
But he says, Avol HaGarinim Chayav. Avol as opposed to what? The following applies to X, but the Garinim are Chayav and Arla because they're a pre. What is not Chayav and Arla because it's a pre? Something else. Something is only a showman. That's what it sounds like from the Rush. Right? The Lashon of the Rush is, again, Klipe Riman v'haneit shalo, Klipe gozim v'hagarinim chayav v'arla. The Klipin and the Garinim are chayav v'arla. Both of them. Why? Says the Rush as follows. Let's read it slowly. Mishum v'havu showman. They're a showman l'pri. V'darshinon es pirio l'rabos es ha'tofel l'pirio. Fine. They're chayav v'arla because they're tofel l'pri. We include them in the drasha of Es HaTafel Pri.
Wait,
right.
He says they're Shomer too, though, right?
They're a Shomer. Shomer is an example of Tafel Pri, just like you do my Brachas Lam and Vosa.
Okay.
Good. Now the Rosh says, Avol Garinim, but the Garinim, mid the Chayav in Ba'arla, Al Maprinim. The fact that the Chayav in Arla, that tells you that they're a Pri. Now, what's the Avol coming to do? Avol always is a shifting of the gears. What's it changing? What's he trying to distinguish between? Garinim are different than something else. What? Oh, so the Madani Yom Tov says he distinguishes between Klipa and Garinim. The Rosh holds that Klipa and Achayiv and Arla because they're a Shomel of Pri. Garinim Achayiv and Arla because they're a Pri. And that's why the Rosh says that Bari Pri Ha'etz is recited only on Garinim. Because that's the only thing that's a Pri.
So
that's great, but that doesn't work with the Rosh and the Chazarla. Because the Rosh and the Chazarla says that Garinim Achayiv because it has a Tafel of Pri.
So what's the difference between Garinim and Klipa?
According to the Rosh, where? In the Chazarla? That's the problem.
No, right here.
The difference is that Garinim are a pre-Mamish. Garinim are pre-Mamish. Klipin are not a pre-Mamish. They're only Tafel of Pri. You can have a Chiyuv Arla for one of two reasons.
They both are Shomer.
No!
He says.
The Madani Yom Tov explains that the Havu Shomer lo koya Garinim. That's the first Madani Yom Tov. The Havu Shomer must not be talking about Garinim. Must be only talking about Klipin.
So the Havu Shomer is only talking about
Klipin. That's what the Madani Yom Tov says.
You can't. It says Chayavin. Both are Chayavin or Orla. That's what I'm
talking about.
Right.
Typical. So you said the Mishnah seems to say Chayavin is talking about both Klipin and Garinim.
Right.
Sounds like that.
So therefore,
but from the fact that the Russian is the Russian Avo HaGarinim mid the Chayavin or Orla, it sounds like he's distinguishing between Klipin and Garinim. So Dover, the Rush is difficult. Taught to read the Rush.
So the Avol is the Rush.
Yes, the Avol is the clincher. The Avol is the monkey wrench that the Rush threw in. You see, everything that the Madani Yom Tov says to explain the Rush, the Tzimish and Klipin and Arena, the Tzlach says to explain Tosis. I'm using the Rush primarily to help us explain Tosis. I'm really working with Tosis. In the Rush,
It's very difficult to say that. First of all, the Rosh would be difficult anyway. Even if you take the Madana Yomtov's approach to the Rosh, it still is difficult to read the Rosh. The Rosh doesn't read right anyway, Avi, right? It doesn't read easily. But in light of the Rosh Hashanah's Arla, the whole thing is difficult. Very, very difficult how to read the Rosh exactly. There must be some kind of girsa problem with this Rosh. I don't know exactly what the... You see already that the Madana Yomtov didn't have the girsa, the Havu. He said the Havi. So you see already that there are things floating around over here in this Rosh. I'm not really sure what to do with the Rosh. But it would appear, the way the Madana Yomtov is explaining the Rosh Hashanah's Arla, since he puts them together with the psak of the Rosh Hashanah's Prophet, that the Rosh passes that Garinim get a Ha'etz. So if Garinim get a Ha'etz, they must have a din of a pri. And yet the Rosh Hashanah's Arla says that the Garinim Achayim and Arla because they're Tafel a pri. So what does that tell you, says the Madana Yomtov? The Tafel a pri is like a pri, exactly. So the Rosh might be, it's so hard to say the Rosh might be, it's so difficult to say this chat in the Rosh, that fit it in. But the Rosh of this Arla, if put together with the Psak in Brachis, that you make a Ha'etz HaGarinim, would be telling me that a Tafel a pri has a bit of a pri. But even if we won't say it in the Rosh, there is one Shita, at least one Shita in the Rishonim who says this is prepared. But somebody which is included in the Chi of Arla because a Tafel a pri, is Mamish Kapri, has a din of a pri. Who is that?
Rashi.
Where does
the Madan Yom Tov say to fit the two together and say at the top of the pri is pure Mamash? I thought he finishes by saying that that they do contradict each other and that Rosh Nefa Bracho is fine that it's a pri. He doesn't try to fit things together. So we were trying to fit things together?
Well, initially he did want to fit things together. That's what I'm saying. I think initially. Yeah, initially he quotes the Rosh Hashanah's Arla, and then he says, "Lefidvar halalu mash from the Sfirle, the afal gav the marbina le may ask with arshina hatafel lekriyo afilu hachi pri mikri, must be called a pri. The haribli osel lerabos shiyehe pri. That's a key phrase. The haribli osel lerabos shiyehe pri. Right now, how did he know that? How did he know that from es hatafel lekri, it's called a pri? Maybe I would say it's included in the chi of Arla. That's all. The answer is because the Rosh here says that you make a ha'etz on it. That's what I think he's assuming. So admittedly, this the end of the Madana Yom Tov clearly implies that there's a sira, but at that stage in the Madana Yom Tov, he wanted to say that the Rosh of Asarah holds that Esat HaFri, he's a bit of a free. Okay? Rashi though says this for Perish. Rashi and Sachin on the Gemara, which is actually part of the sugya on Lamed Vav. You really should look at the Gemara. But look at it now that we've learned a little bit about Shemal Apri. I've given you a little background. Look at the Gemara. You'll see they're complicated words, but you'll make it through. What is called a Shemal Apri? What's not called a Shemal Apri, etc. Rashi and Sochem is quoting, is on the part of the Gemara. It's right here. Hani Mischali de Arla. Right, the Gemara, and you can look at it in Brachas, along with Vavim and Beis. V'ha'amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravu, Ahani Mischali the Arla, Asiri Hol V'nasu Shomer Leperi. Mischali the Arla. What is Mischali the Arla? He says Mischali the Tamri. Rashi says Mischali the Tamri Kafras B'tzlaf. Kafras is a husk. It's like an outer covering to the avionos. So Mischali are the peel to a date. Some kind of a peel on a date. Fun? Rashi doesn't explain why Mischali the Arla are Usr because they're Shomer Lepri. Shomer Lepri, we know, is included within Es HaTafel Lepri. But in Psachim, in the same Gemara, same memory is quoted in Psachim Rashi adds a very key line. Rashi says, Dapnun Beis Psachim, Dapnun Beis Amid Beis. Asiri mishum arla, the lohavu ka'etz. They're not like the tree. Elashem peri aleim hoel denasu shamer leperi. Because they are a shamer leperi, shame peri aleim, says Rashi. They have a din of a peri. Rashi doesn't say that as a kofel leperi was marbe a kofel leperi for the chi of arla because of mumachayim. It's not a new mechayev. It's because it has a din of a pri, it has a shame pri. Rashi, I would say it's a davar poshut, that anything that's a shom lefri would get a ha'itz. Because if it's a shame pri le'inyan arla, it should be a shame pri le'inyan bracha. What's the difference? Rashi clearly disagrees with the first assumption of Tosfos, that esat davar lefri is a numachayim. Rashi says not a numachayim. It's a fundamental yisod. The yisod is a tafel lefri has a shame pri. If it has a shame pri, it has a chiyuv arla, and it'll get a bar of free ha'itz as well, because it's like any other pri. It's like any other, it's like a pri. This is what Rashi himself intends. This is the framework. We have Tosfos and the Rosh who made two critical assumptions. Tosfos and the Rosh, Tosfos according to the Tzlach, the Rosh according to the Madani Yomtiv, assumed that first of all that Esatav Lepri is a new Mechayev, it'll apply to Orla, but it won't necessarily tell me that Tav Lepri is a free. And secondly, they distinguish between Garinim and Klipin. The Garinim Achayev and Arla because they're pre-mamash, Klipin Achayev and Arla because they're only a Tafel Lepri, or because they are a Tafel Lepri, but they are only a Tafel Lepri. Because Klipin are only a Tafel Lepri, they might be Chayev and Arla because there's a new Machayev for Arla Tafel Lepri, but they won't get a Bari Priya 8 because they're not a pre-mamash. That's what those in the Rosh said. So the Rashba disagreed with this assumption. The Rashba claimed Klipin and Garinim are the same. Let's say it like this. The Rashba claimed Afilu Garinin. Achayev and Arla. Because of what? Help me. Because of what? According to the Rashba?
Because of Tafel of Pri.
Because it's Tafel of Pri. And because of that, you're not going to make a ha'eitz on it. Okay? You'll make a ha'adama because it's a secondary growth of the tree. That's what the Rashba claimed. According to perhaps the Russian Arla, but let's say just say Rashi and Sachin disagrees with the first point of Tosfos and Rashi. Rashi and Sachin says that something which is included in the Chiyuv Arla based on Esa Tafel Lepri has a shame pri mamash. It's not just a Luba Chayev vis-a-vis Arla. It has a shame pri mamash. And as a shame pri mamash, it'll be enough for me to even for Baruch Hu. It'll get a ha'eitz because it's mamash a pri. Esa Tafel Lepri is not a new machayev. It's an extension of the shame pri. So it's an extension of the shame pri. It'll not only be machayev in Arla, it'll also get a bar pri as well. Because it's a regular pri. It's not the ikar pri. It's not the ikar pri mamish, but it has a din of a pri mamish. A din of a pri mamish. Of course, it's going to get a ha'eitz just like a pri. Let's see halacha l'maisa. Now that we have the background, let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sometimes when you open up a Shulchan Aruch and a Mishnah Berurah, you see the sheetness in the Shulchan Aruch, but you don't really understand where does it come from, what's the svara, what's going on. Now that we have the whole background, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah, and you'll see it reads like water. The Shulchan Aruch makes such perfect sense based on the Yesodos. Turn to page 3. The Shulchan Aruch, Simon Reish Bey, Sif Gimel, quotes the halacha of Garine HaPeros. What bracha do we recite on the pits or the seeds of the fruit that is musak? It says, Garine HaPeros, Imhei Mesukim, if they're sweet enough, Mevarech Aleim Bari Pri Ha'itz. Imhei Marim, Meinam Mevarech Aleim Klal, unless you sweeten them, then you make a shaharcha, like that Rashi. So basically, what does the Shulchan Aruch say? Garine HaPeros, you would make a ha'itz on them? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Pick it up where the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Kachachav Gimel has the Shaar Tzion Chaf Aleph. You know what? Let's just pick it up in the beginning. Mesukim, labdach, they don't have to be so sweet. As long as the palate is nene for them a little bit, that's enough. Said the Mishnah Berurah, V'yakam shem avar gvar in Kri Ha'et, v'shem nehem nam yichelet v'chelke ha'pri. They're part of the Pri. So if they're part of the Pri, you should make a Ha'et of them. Who says that? Who
Rashi.
Maybe Rashi, right? I'm not so sure Rashi. I don't think so. I don't know who says that. Well, okay, Tosa says it. Yes, Tosa says it, but who really says it? The Rosh says it, right? That's what this is not Rashi. Rashi would say that Esa Kofa Lufri gives the shape free. That's not what it sounds like here. It sounds like this. The first time the Mishnah is quoting is the real extreme. That it's a free mamish. It's chelik mishalgei apri. It's part of the guf apri. Misfar part of the apri. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Bahar be'achlan kol kosan. Uskir lohu da'inu mavarek bari pri ha'eis. Lohavik yipri gufa. Da'inu mavarek alayin alavarek pri ha'adam. Ba'machin askam asagra. Many achlanin claim that you make a ha'adam, you wouldn't make a ha'eis. Why? Lohavik yipri gufa. Who's that? The Rashba, exactly. The Rashba says that it's included in the Chiyah Barley because of Esat Tavla Pri, but Esat Tavla Pri is not an extension of the Shem Pri. So the Indian Rashba is not going to get it. That's the Mishnah Berurah. The whole two lines of Mishnah Berurah is a machlokas. It seems to be machlokas to Rosh and the Rashba. Whether Garinim are included in the Chiyah Barley because of Pri Mamish, or only because of Tavla Pri. But both are assuming that Tavla Pri would not be called the Shem Pri. So it sounds like. This is as far as Garim.
How about Klippas? Klippe peros, like orange rinds and other things. So the discussion in the Acharonim focused on something called Klippas Marantzin. I'm not sure what the Marantzin are, but it's some kind of a fruit. Yes? Tapuzin, right. So maybe that's like orange rinds. Orange rocks.
Yeah, but I don't decide that we said it's orange.
So what's the halacha? What's the halacha by Klippe Peres? What bracha do you make? So actually, every possibility you could think of is taken by some of the poskim. Mishnah Berurah there in Simon Reish Beis on page 4 in Sivkot and Lamites quotes 3 days. Some say what? Hey, some say Hadam and some say Shahaka. So if I were to ask you what bracha do you make, you could say anything. Mishnah Berurah says you should make a shahakal. Just to be foshish for those sheikhs, I guess. So what's the machlokas? This machlokas is the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim is the one who says shahakal. Why does the Prima Gadim say shahakal? He holds that lo nati inshi adai to the hachikla. He's not really saying a lumdish idea about Kalipin. He's saying in his time they didn't really plant the tree for the purpose of the rinds. So they don't plant the tree for that purpose, you make a shahakal, like we said yesterday. Right? If you don't plant the tree for that purpose, you can only make a shahakal. So the idea of the prima donna is not something that we can really work with.
Well, yeah, because you could only hold that it's not that the finish of the tafel. If you hold that it's a tafel to the tree, and you hold that tafel of the tree doesn't make it part of the tree. Because otherwise it's just part of the tree, so you plant it in the tree.
I hear what you're saying. That's an interesting halacha. Okay.
Right.
But the basic machlokas as to whether you make a ha'etz or not, that's a machlokas Magen Avraham and Taz. What's the machlokas? Machlokas is about this very point. What is the Magen Avraham saying? The Magen Avraham says on page 5, This is the Magen Avraham we saw yesterday. We saw the first 3 words yesterday. But today I gave you more. The Magen Avraham says that Kafrisin you make a Hadama on because they're not part of the Pri of the Tzlaf. They're only the Hus. They're a secondary growth. They're not Iker Apri. He's off the Magen Avraham quoting from the tour, remember? Says the Magen Avraham, V'yesh Rotsin Lilmo Mikan, the Klipa Shel Pri. Someone will learn from you that the rind of a pri, like the Marantzin, you make a hadam on it as well. Velo dummy! Magen Avraham says there's no comparison between Kafrisin and Klippa. Someone in the Shir in the beginning was saying, yeah, isn't Klippa the same as Kafrisin? I said, not so fast. The Gemara said that Kafrisin are not a shomel of pri. Klippa could be a shomel of pri. The Klippa of an orange is a shomel of pri. So that's what Magen Avraham said. Velo dummy. Dahachni amrinim in Gemara. The klipa falls off. The gamma filo is shakless leilo mayas pera. You take off the klipa of the tzlaf, take off the kafrisin, the berries are not going to dry out. Aval a klipa hazos, says the Magen Avraham, be careful now. Haklipa azos miguf apriyu. It's part of the pri. What does that mean? It's miguf apriyu. What does it mean? It's miguf apriyu. I don't think he means it's miguf apriyu. I think he's saying it's miguf apriyu, meaning it's not going to fall off. It's not going to fall off. It's a real shomer. The legabe arla apriyu. We see that regarding arla it's a pri. There's a chiyuv of arla. Like the Gemara says, klipa rima v'hagar chayav v'arla. Because what is this? You can't say that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai ala garen bar yochai. It doesn't it also say that you make a ha'itz on the garen? Because since it's chayav in our law, it has to have a pri, so you make a ha'itz on it as well. Okay, what then? There's no reason to distinguish between garen and klipa. So the Magen Avraham has a very interesting reading of Tosfos. Tosfos had said that garenim are a pri, they're chayav in our law because they're a pri, and because of that, you make a ha'etz on them as well. Magen Avraham says, "V'hu adinami l'klipin." This is not the way that Tzlach read Tosfos, right, Avi? Because the Tzlach felt Tosfos was distinguishing between klipin and garinim, like the Rush, like the Madani Yomtos Rush. The Magen Avraham is saying, "No, love Davka. Look, after all, the Dibra Maskel of Tosfos is klipin and garinim." What's the Bhagavad Gita saying? Bhagavad Gita is telling us that something which is misrabbit based on Es HaTafel Lepri is what? Something which is misrabbit based on Es HaTafel Lepri has to have a shepherd. Because that's what he says. He says the Garinim Achayim in our law because the misrabbit from Es HaTafel Lepri. Doesn't he say that? What does he say? The Lagabe Arla Prihu, regarding Arla, it's called a Pri. Why is it called a Pri Lagabe Arla? Why is it called a pre-Lagavi Arla?
It's a pre-Mamash.
Because it's a pre-Mamash. I don't think so, because if that's the case, he wouldn't say Lagavi Arla is called a pre. What, Lagavi Arla is called a pre because it's a real pre. The Klipa is part of the pre. Did we ever find any of the Rishon saying that? We never had anyone who said that the Klipa is the pre-Mamash. We only had someone who said what? That the klipa is included based on Es HaTafel Lepri. The question is, does Es HaTafel Lepri extend the shame pre or not, right? And the truth is, I think you're forced to say that klipin are only a shomer lepri, they're tafel lepri. Because after all, the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Vav was comparing Kafrisin to the Mishnah in Arlo, which talks about garinim and klipin. So something in that Mishnah has to be a shomer lepri. That's the whole point. The Gemara is saying Kafrisin are not a shomer lepri, but something in the Mishnah in Arla is a shomer lepri. So at least klipin have to be a shomer lepri. I think it's much more mistaken to say that the Magen Avraham is understanding Tosfos to be saying that both garinim and klipin are shomer lepri. Not only is klipin a shomer lepri, is tafel lepri, but garinim are also a tafel lepri. But both of them are perininu, meaning that even a tafel lepri has a shame pri. That's why you'll make a bari pri ha'etz on garinim, but who are the nami leklipin? You'll make a ha'etz on klipin too, because they're both a shomer lepri. Not that they're a pri mamish. The Gemara is assuming that something in that Mishnah has to be a shomer lepri. So at least klipa has to be a shomer lepri, a tafel lepri. So what Tosfos must be saying, claims the Magen Avraham, is that garinim, even though they're only a tafel lepri, nevertheless, they have a shame pri. So to klipin, they also would have a shame pri, even though they're only tafel pri. And nafkamina would be that for bracha, they'd be considered a pri. They get a bari pri. This is what I think the pshat of the Magen Avraham is, and in fact, that's what the Matzah Shekel writes. Matzah Shekel says, where did the Magen Avraham come off to say that garinim and klipin should have a shame pri? Because he follows the Rush in Hilchas Orla. That's the Rush that the Madani Yomtov quoted. The Rush in Hilchas Orla, it's difficult to figure out what the Rush is talking about because he is so certain, so he contradicts himself from brachas. But the Rush clearly writes that garinim are chayav in arla because they're a tafel lepri. So that's what the Magen Avraham assumes, like this Rush, that garinim are tafel lepri, kol shkein klipin are tafel lepri. And nevertheless, garinim get a bari pri ha'etz, according to Tosfos, so who are the nami klipin should, because you see that even something which is tafel lepri has a shame pri. So if it has a shame pri leinyan arla, it should have a shame pri leinyan bracha as well. This is the pshat of the Magen Avraham. The Taz disagrees vehemently. What does the Taz say? Taz is question. What does the Taz say? Who does the Taz follow? Which other Achron does the Taz follow? He also talks about Tosfos, the Taz. What does the Taz say? He says, Magen Avraham, he read the Tosfos rule. What is Tosfos saying?
Tosfos is saying that garinim achayim in arla, yeah, garinim achayim in arla because they're the peri mamish. But kalipos alfa gav the la perahim elashoma lochud also because of ribu deskriya. Kalipin are included in the chiyav arla not because they're the pri, they're a tafel of pri, but the chiyav arla applies to a tafel of pri. Esa tafel of pri doesn't extend the shame pri. It just tells me that there's a chiyav arla. So what do the two have to do with each other? Tosfos says the Taz is explaining, he's extrapolating from the chiyav arla garinim to tell me that garinim achayev or get a bari priya aids. Why? Because the chiyav of the garinim in arla is because they're a pri mamish, so they're a pri mamish, so of course they should get a bari priya aids. But klipin achayev in arla, not because they're a pri mamish, but because they're a tafel of pri. A tafel of pri also has a chiyav arla. The tafel of pri doesn't tell me it's a pri mamish. So it should not get a ha'aretz, it should only get hadama. The Taz is literally the same as the Tzlach. He's interpreting those exactly the same as the Tzlach. That we have to distinguish vis-a-vis the Chiyav Arla between Klipin and Garinim. Klipin achayev in Arla because they're a Tafel of Pri. And a Tafel of Pri does not extend the Shame Pri. It just creates a new Chiyav for Arla. So it doesn't extend the Shame Pri. There's no reason to say that you'll make a ha'aretz on it. But Garinim achayev in Arla because they're a Pri Mamish. Misvara, like the Madana Yomtev. So they're pretty mamish. Of course you should make a lot of sense.
What
do you think? Taz said that Klipin are only included in the Chiyav Arla because they're tough and free, not because they're pretty mamish. So what should the Brach on Klipin be? I don't know. Not the Chiyav. If you'll tell me that Lo Nati Inch Yadak Nami Pasa, then it'll be Shahako. But if it's not Yadak Nami Tzaz, it'll be Ahadama. It's the second day it goes, it's not the three. So these issues in the sugya, the Rashba and the Tzlach, some of the things, the Tosfos, and how to figure out, is there a distinction between Klipin and Garinim? What is the Chiyuv Arla of Garinim based on? Is it based on Ezatapka Pri? Is it based on Pri Mamish? The Nachimina Leini Bracha, how to understand this Drasha that Ezatapka Pri is also in this Rabbi, it's included in the Chiyuv Arla. All of this, the Poskim was sensitive to. And that's why they explain the different shitas. So they hold different shitas because they're picking on the Rishonim. It's not as though the Poskim discovered the whole sugya. They learned about the sugya. It's all in the Rishonim. It's all the Svaras of the Rishonim. But it's all based on these two issues, these two assumptions. First of all, we put Garinim and Klipin together in terms of the Chiyav Arla. And secondly, do we assume that Esav Tafel Pri is a new Mechayev that applies to Arla, but it doesn't necessarily extend the Shem Pri, or do we assume it does extend the Shem Pri? If it will extend the Shem Pri, or if we assume that Garinim are a pre mamish, so then not only will they be chayiv in Arla, but they will also get a bari pri ha'etz as well vis-a-vis the book.